Welcome to Searchlight, a survey through Scripture with Pastor John Corson. It is our desire to bring you a systematic study of the entire Bible, chapter by chapter, book by book. Does life sometimes seem unfair to you? Does it seem like you are not getting the blessings that you deserve? Or perhaps you feel bad because you are getting more than you deserve? On our last Searchlight program, we began looking at a teaching from Ruth chapter 2 that illustrates how God's blessings work. In his story, Boaz, a picture of Jesus, orders his workers to drop handfuls of grain on purpose so that Ruth could gather them. This is how God works with blessings. He gives us blessing after blessing on purpose, simply because he wants to bless us. Let's now join Pastor John as we gain a greater understanding of God's grace and blessings.
I just don't deserve it. Right. True. But don't feel bad about it. Don't make excuses for it. Don't be embarrassed of it. It's just blessings that God is just pouring out for you, giving to you for no reason other than he's good. You haven't earned it. And here's where people make mistakes. They begin to say, well, I must have done something to deserve this ability, this talent, this skill, this abundance, this prosperity. No, God takes you from obscurity to prosperity. God takes you from obscurity to notoriety, from poverty to prosperity, I should say. He does marvelous things for you just because he's a good and gracious God. And Ruth couldn't figure this out. Ruth couldn't understand it. How could this be? Now, others will look at you and they'll look at me and say, it's not fair that you live there, that you have this, that you enjoy that. It's not fair. And in reality, the more you're blessed, listen, the more you're blessed, the more others will detest you in many cases. The more you're blessed, realize that some will detest, but hey, don't get stressed, just rest. And what you have to do is say, it's true, I don't deserve it, I haven't earned it, I'm not worthy of it. It's true, you're right. Because grace isn't about fairness. Favor isn't dealing with fairness. Grace is undeserved favor, unearned favor, unmerited favor. See? So if God blesses you with a new car, again, don't feel bad about it. People will say, well, who do you think you are driving that? How come you, what's going on here? Just say, I know it's true. I don't deserve it. Put a sticker on the bumper just saying, it's not fair, I know. And just go on your way. Because in reality, when people are critical of the success you enjoy, the blessings you have, the grace you've received, listen, again, don't get stressed because it's their test. What do you mean their test? It's their test. Do they really value you and look at you as a friend? If they do, they'll rejoice with you. They'll be happy for you. See? And if they're not your friend, then no matter what you do or don't do, it's not going to be real anyway, you see. The true friend, the person that really cares about you, has your best interest in his heart or on her mind, will rejoice with you when God blesses you, even though they too will know that you don't deserve any of it. But they'll just be thrilled for you. And if they're not, they're not your friend anyway. So you can't try and explain it or be embarrassed about it or try and hide it. You just simply say, God has blessed me. I can't figure out why. It's easy for me to do this, somebody might say. You could put deals together financially, let's say, and God has blessed you in that. It's easy. It's a piece of cake. And you feel embarrassed about that. The reason it's easy is because God has gifted you an ability to do what you do, to sing that song, to run fast if you're in high school and catch a ball. It's easy for you. It's a piece of cake. Well, wait, it's God's grace. He allowed you to walk into that ability. He gave it to you for no reason of your deserving, you see. It's just, he's blessed you. He's blessed you with the looks that many of you have. Others will be blessed later in heaven. But he's gifted you with all kinds of good things. Do you deserve that? No. I see Zach Vesney here, you know, and I listen to him play his guitar and sing songs. And guess what? I've known Zach since he was knee-high to a bullfrog. He doesn't deserve that blessing. But you see, God's been good to Zach. People say, John, how can you talk before people and not get nervous? It's a piece of cake for me. It's easy. I don't deserve that. God just said, here's a blessing for you, John. Here's what I'm going to pour out on Zach here for you. Here, and he just blesses us. We just go, whoa, but it's so easy. It's linen, right? His blessings are linen and not wool. We're not striving. It just comes our way. Each one of us. We look around and we say, how could you be so good to me, Lord? I don't get this. I don't get this, you see. Others won't either. Know that. And they'll take shots at you. And they'll be sometimes envious of you. And they'll want to put sometimes a trip on you. But just realize, hey, favor isn't fair. Grace doesn't make sense. It's just God. It's just Boaz saying, drop for her bunches, bundles, handfuls of purpose. Drop them on the ground for her to scoop up. Let her enjoy. Well, that's not fair, the other reapers could have said. We're working hard. Nothing comes easy in this way for us, they might say. Tough is the response Boaz would give. This is my bride, and I want her to have those blessings. I want her just to walk. But she's a Moabitish woman. She's a pagan. I want to bless her in this way. But she's new here. I want to bless her with that stuff. But she doesn't deserve this. I want to bless her. Drop handfuls of purpose and let her just enjoy, you see. Man, this blows my mind, you see. I just go, Lord, you're so good. You're so gracious. You're so grand. He gave you. He gave me. He gives us talents and abilities. Why are we Americans? Why do we live in this grand land? I'll tell you why. Grace. Why do we know the Lord like we do intimately, personally? I'll tell you why. Grace. Why can we come to a place like this and worship our Lord together as a family? I'll tell you why. Grace. Unmerited, undeserved, unearned favor, you see. Now, there's something I want you to see here that's very, very critical. You see, in this phrase that we talked about in verse 16, handfuls of purpose, many of you, if you're like me, have skimmed over the key word, ignored the key word in that little phrase, handfuls of purpose. And the word is of. Handfuls of purpose. Not handfuls on purpose. Leave for her handfuls of purpose. In other words, listen to me carefully. I won't keep you long, but this is important. Most of us read that, oh, there's handfuls on purpose. Just leave handfuls for her to scoop up and enjoy. No, it's handfuls of. There's a purpose for the blessing. She hasn't earned it. There's no reason that she deserves it. Boaz has just, out of the graciousness and goodness of his heart, poured out these blessings, but there's a purpose in it. Listen, they're handfuls of purpose. They're handfuls of purpose. And if you don't see this, if I don't understand this, here's what will happen to you, to me. We will be blessed anyway, but here's the problem. The handfuls will become handcuffs. Huh? Our possessions that we're blessed with for no reason will become obsessions. Our position that we have will have no mission. Our occupation will have no destination. God has given you what he's given you materially, in talent, intellectually, personality, family, country, whatever it might be. He's just poured out blessing after blessing on you and on me for no reason of our deserving or worthiness, but there is a divine purpose. There are handfuls of purpose. Purpose. See, if God gives me a great voice, which he has not, but if God was to give me a great voice to sing, and I do what Whitney Houston does, my possession is going to become an obsession. My handful is going to become a handcuff. It's amazing to me how many singers have the same story. I grew up in a church. My mom was a Christian, or my aunt was a Christian. My grandma was a Christian. I grew up singing in a church. And then I was discovered. Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, so many have the same story. Where are they today? God gave them a voice not to be recording songs of the world, but to be singing songs to the Savior. There was a purpose in what they were given. But they still have the blessing. They still have the barley, the grain, the stuff. Because Romans says the gifts of God and the callings of God are without repentance. That is, God never changes his mind. He never takes back what he gives somebody. He can give an athlete tremendous ability, a singer real talent, a person real wealth and money and prosperity. He gives things gifts. He just pours out blessings on people, and he never takes them back. But if a person takes the blessing but doesn't realize the purpose for the blessing, then they're going to be in depression, in bondage, in obsession, insecurity. Their position will have no mission. Their possessions will be obsessions. Their occupation will lack a destination. And they will be like Whitney Houston, and you know her story, most of you. Blessed with talent and ability, but it was handfuls of purpose. Whitney, don't you see? John, don't you know? Ken, understand? Bob, you gotta see that what God has given to you, it's handfuls for no reason, but there's a purpose. You don't deserve it. You haven't earned it. He just has lavished this thing on you, but there's a purpose in it. He'll never take the blessing back. But if you're not careful, if I don't see the purpose for it, then all of a sudden, it becomes an obsession to me. I get disoriented. I get confused. It doesn't fulfill, you see. The skill no longer fulfills. The skill that God gave to me no longer brings the thrill or fulfillment as it once did earlier, previously, because I've lost the purpose. What's the purpose, you say? Our story tells us. The purpose for these blessings, whatever it is, all the stuff that God has dumped out on you, all the stuff that you're going to be walking into, the purpose, look at the story. It's right there. Number one, it caused Ruth to fall in love with him. She couldn't believe it. Why have I found such grace in your sight? Why have I found such favor? I don't understand. She was blown away and she fell in love with him. And she ultimately became his bride one day. Why does God pour out stuff on you and pour out blessings on me? Because he loves us and he wants us to love him. To be close to him. To have union with him. Sad to say, there are people that aren't here in this service or at this church or any church anymore because the blessings that God has given them, well, they didn't cause them to love him, but to wander away from him. And now they're preoccupied with their toys and their blessings and their cars and their boats and whatever it might be. Or their jobs, or their talents, or their athletic abilities, or whatever. They lost the purpose of it. They still have those things, but I'll tell you the truth. You know it to be true. There's no more fulfillment there like they thought there would be. There's no more thrill like there once was previously. The job no longer satisfies. The thing no longer intrigues. The blessing of that wife or that husband or those kids or whatever, it just isn't there anymore, because the blessing is still there, but the purpose has been lost. They're handfuls of purpose, and it's to bring me into a greater intimacy with Him, a deeper appreciation for Him, giving my praise and affection to Him. If I'm not doing that, if my talent, my prosperity, my skill, my whatever it might be, takes me away from intimacy, guess what? I'll still have those things, talents, prosperity, whatever it might be, but the skill won't thrill. The handful becomes a handcuff. The position lacks mission. Doesn't work. It's Whitney Houston. It caused Ruth to love Boaz. Secondly, and we're almost done, not only did it cause Ruth to love Boaz, oh, I just love this man. Look how good he's been to me. I don't understand. It doesn't make sense. It ought not to be. Others don't get it either who look at me. But he's been good to me. I love this man. And we too say, I love the Son of Man, the Son of God. Look how good he's been to me. I don't deserve it. Amazing grace. All I can do is sing that old refrain over and over again. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Why? I don't deserve it. I don't, I can't explain it. He's just been good to me. See, secondly, it caused her to love Boaz, just like it ought to cause us to love our heavenly bridegroom. Number two, though, it caused Naomi to be reintroduced to Boaz. It caused Ruth to fall in love with Boaz. It caused Naomi to be reintroduced to Boaz. Naomi, she knew about Boaz, but she lost track of Boaz. It's been 10 years. She didn't know if Boaz was still around, if Boaz was still alive. Ruth comes home and says, look at this haul. Look at these blessings. Handfuls, armloads. Look at this stuff. Where did you get that? Naomi says. How could this be? Where did you go? Tell me, where have you gleaned? Well, I went into the field of a man named Boaz. Boaz, Naomi says. Oy vey. Hey, Boaz. And she's reintroduced to Boaz. And she's now intrigued with Boaz. And she gives understanding to Ruth about Boaz. All of a sudden, this woman, Naomi, who said, don't call me Naomi, which means pleasant anymore. Call me Mara, which means what? Bitter. She's revived. She's restored. She's reborn because she sees the blessings and she can see them. Oh, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. That's the other reason why God gave you the ability to work on computers. Why God lets you live in America. Why God has allowed you the position that you're in the company. Why God has opened up the house that you don't deserve, that you dwell in presently. It's to not only to say, oh Lord, I love you, but to let others come in and taste and see of the bounty. And say, wow, God is good if he's blessed a jerk like you in this way. If he's prospered you and blessed you and skilled you. Wow, all I can say is God must be very gracious. Right. I want you to understand who God is and what he's done. If what I do is not accomplishing that purpose, listen to me, kids. If what I have, what I am, what I do is not causing me to love him more intimately and to expose others and introduce others to him personally, then I'm not fulfilling the purpose of the handful. I'm not fulfilling the purpose of the blessing. See, God has blessed you. He is blessing you, and he will bless you. Just keep walking. And you'll walk into blessings unto him who will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. And you'll go, this is easy. How did this happen? Whoa. Others will say, that's not fair. And you got to say, right, it isn't. I don't deserve it. I can't figure it out, but God has just done this for me. for my husband, my wife, my kids, my parents, whatever it might be. He's just blessed us in America. God shed his grace on thee. Unmerited, undeserved, unearned favor, especially in these days, truly. My, love him for it. How could it be that I should find such grace in your sight? And then let others taste of it. The job you have, the money you make, the skill that God has entrusted to you, the career that you're on or in right now, it all is handfuls of purpose. There's a purpose for it. It's to let the Naomis be reintroduced, to let the Naomis be exposed and informed about our Boaz, our gracious and generous Lord, you see. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, last verse and we will be through. Look with me, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, and vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not. All these things, cities, houses, goodies, fields and trees, things that you didn't plant or build or deserve, God says, I'm just going to give it to my children. Well, I worked hard for the money. Worked hard for the money. No. God gave you the ability and the energy and the opportunity. It's all been given to you. God says, when you have houses and goodies and olive trees and vineyards and all this stuff, you see. He says, when you have eaten and are full, verse 12, then beware, beware. Lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Beware. The blessings will be there, but beware. Because if you're not careful, the handfuls will become handcuffs. The blessings will lose their beauty if they've lost their purpose. Their purpose is to draw you to me, the Lord would say, and to help others to see and be blessed and fed and helped out, encouraged, enriched. Be careful. Be careful, God says. When I just bless you, cities, vineyards, goodies, and when you're full, don't forget me. Don't forget me. A good word for you and for me. Listen, God's blessing. Enjoy. Don't explain. Don't apologize. No sense in that. But understand there's handfuls of purpose. The purpose is to love him, remember him, and introduce others to him, to help others to taste of your bounty and see that God is good, truly.
This story certainly helps explain a lot about the blessings that God gives us. There is a purpose to them. If we remember that, then the blessings can be wonderful. But if we forget that, the blessings can become a burden.
This teaching is also available on the Searchlight website at johncorson.com. You will also find on the website Pastor John's books and other Bible study resources. Again, the address of the website is johncorson.com. That's johncorson.com.
The Apostle Paul said that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you would like to increase your faith and hear more of the Word of God, you may wish to consider Pastor John's complete set of Through the Bible teachings. This set contains over 1,200 teachings from Genesis to Revelation in MP3 audio format. These MP3 formatted teachings can be used with most mobile phones, computers, tablets, or other mobile devices. You may order Pastor John's Through the Bible MP3 audio set from our website at johncorson.com.
Searchlight is a listener-supported ministry. We appreciate your prayers and support. May the Lord richly bless you.